Wake up in the morning. What do I see? Dark clouds forming in the heavens over me. But I say hallelujah anyway, 'cause tomorrow's a brand new day.
Dark clouds forming, the heavens over me. Anyway, that's my shit, though. I like that song. Peace and blessings to everybody. Cypher Supreme brought the building, man. And let's get into some power, man. Quick announcement, man. I got another podcast I got brewing on here. It's going to be called Cypher Supreme TV. And that will be the podcast where I'm going to be doing... talking about certain TV shows. Power is the main one. And I'm going to be having something big coming up. I'm going to be doing some spoilers and shit on there. So check that out, man. It's right here on the Anchor and Spotify podcast. So send me a favorite. Get a chance to listen to it. Check it out. This is going to be one of my last episodes where I talk about Power on this particular podcast. But... I'm excited, man. We got Power Book 3 and we got Power Book 4, Force. So if y'all haven't heard the news already, Tommy is going to be called Power Book Force. And that'll be Book 4 instead of Book 5. It was originally supposed to be Book 5, but it's going to come out as Book 4. And that will be coming out simultaneously after Book 3. They will be shooting the first episodes of Power Book 4 in January, I believe. Joseph Sakura, who plays Tommy, said that he would be starting the film around the beginning of that. In late 2021, we can expect a release. Now, December, Power Book 2 Ghost will resume. And then following that will be Power Book 3 Kanan, Raising Kanan, that we talked about. And then at some point also in 2021, it will be Power Book 5 Influence, starring the Tate brothers. Now, Power Book 5 is the most slept on as far as the anticipation of the Power Universe, I believe. But I do believe once it comes out, it will be one of the more entertaining series. I think what you wanted to see in the political race in Ghost, you will see all that in Lawrence Tate as Governor Tate on Power Book 5 Influence, if that makes sense to you. We know that Tate is not a gangster or a dope dealer like Ghost, but however, Lawrence Tate and the Tate brothers bring that energy every time they do something, man. And I believe as far as like situations and his mindset and his smartness, I think Tate can do things that Ghost probably could have never did in politics. And a lot of shit that he just continued to get himself into, you're going to see a lot of gangster shit for show when it comes to that. But I don't want to skip ahead. Let's talk about Book 4. For some reason, Stars wanted to promote that first, right after Book 2. But let's talk about Book 2 Ghost. Book 2 Ghost. I know y'all seen the first few episodes. I know y'all can't wait till next month. I'm not going to do no spoilers on it because I ain't got nothing for you, to be quite honest. I don't know what the fuck going to go on. But the thing about it is though, right now, I think it's pretty interesting. And I do have some thoughts on Book 2 Ghost. Book 2 Ghost is going to get hella interesting. Now, a lot of people want to know, fans want to know, are they going to see Tommy within the next few episodes? A lot of fans are predicting he'll be on episode 8 or 9. I'm not sure. Unless they take a trip to California for some reason, and then we might get a cameo. I don't believe that Tommy will come back in the vicinity of New York. It just wouldn't make sense for him to come back to New York knowing that they want him anyways. He felt like he's a wanted man. He's wanted to start anew. And him hearing that he was the one implicated in his best friend Ghost's death, why would he come back to do what? Tasha locked up. And he knows his nephew was the one who did it. I mean, the only way I would see him coming back is to probably avenge Ghost some type of way. And but he will probably respect his best friend, his brother, wishes to let it go and leave it alone. So he probably won't do nothing to Tariq either. And that's the only way I see him doing anything. Or he may come up there. Now, I can say this. Maybe he'll come up there and kill Sax. He'd been wanting to kill Sax anyway. And Sax is going to be an important part on getting Tariq convicted for the murder of his dad. So he's trying to make deals with Tasha's attorney right now, who's played by Method Man. So that's going to be interesting to see how that relationship come out. But I know Method Man about that bread. And neither one of them is going to be trusted. So it's going to be interesting to see how that turn out and how his relationship with the Tejada family would turn out. And would the Tejadas help him out when he gets in that hot water? And can maybe somebody from a higher up bail Tariq out in a situation where he could possibly be implicated in that murder of his dad? And he ended up trading places with his mom in season 2. Good news on that. There will be a season 2. They have enough ratings. Ratings is up. You're going to get another season of Power Book 2 as well. A lot of people responded very well to it. I do enjoy Power Book 2. I'm interested to see how far it will go. There are some things that I don't really care for that they put on there. It seems like they're putting a lot of extras on the gay agenda on this one, man. They're putting just graphic stuff with Drew Tejada and his little sexcapades with the little basketball dude and you know, his boyfriend or his little lovers on the down low, and he's openly gay or whatever the case may be. But it's a little bit too graphic. The scenes, man, they going hard in the paint with the graphicness. I mean, it's cool. I mean, when you have a gay character, that don't bother me, right? But as a heterosexual male, you really don't want to see it too much over the top unless it's a gay show. Like, this is not supposed to be a gay show. So, like, it's just a show about life. I mean, it's about everybody. But, you know, you got your gangsters that's gay or whatever. But the scenes, bruh, that don't do nothing for me. Another thing is the inconsistency of detail of certain characters. But other than that, I mean, I'm pretty much happy with the series. And I think part 2, the second season, will be great. And I think the second half in December will bring a lot home. It's going to have you waiting for more. And I think overall, I'm going to give it a 8 out of the scale of 1 to 10 still. I'm still going to give it a solid 8. Now, Raising Kanan 3, they done with that. It's coming. Raising Kanan is going to be a hell of a series. Now, here are some of the things that you may think it may be about, and I'm going to tell you what it is not. Some fans still believe that it will be about Tommy and Ghost. They will be in the series. If you don't know by now, you know they're not. As kids, is basically starting out with Kanan at age 15. So it would be basically impossible for Tommy and Ghost to be in it because Kanan is significantly older than Tommy and Ghost. If it starts from Kanan at age 15, it's going to have a lot of characters from the Power Universe that's already also dead, like his cousin and a few others. But I do believe in the next 2 to 3 seasons, probably by season 3, you will probably start seeing Tommy and Ghost again. And then by that time that come around, I do believe Tommy will also be dead by then. But I don't want to jump ahead from that. But the first season, man, is going to be tight, man. You get to get into the mind of Kanan, who raised him. And then maybe you will see him come across. You will see Breeze. I think you'll see Breeze way before you see Tommy and Ghost. And then also you will see Tasha and Keisha again, too, later, though. But it's mostly going to be focused on when he was a teenager, how he grew up. And it gives you more of a perspective about who he was, which I'm going to jump back to. Book Two Ghosts, which is going to do a lot of justice for Tariq in the future. Tariq was like one of the most hated characters on the original Power series. But I feel like once you do start seeing Ghosts on there, you're going to see how similar, other than, you know, Ghosts actually being from the streets and really having to learn how to hustle, how Tariq is similar to Ghosts. I think that Ghost did some shit that he didn't have no business, and you're going to look at him like, man, you was a little punk ass motherfucker. Because now when shit start coming together, you're going to be like, okay, well, you got Ghost doing stuff and killing people that you probably feel like he shouldn't have killed, other than, you know, the people he already shouldn't have probably killed on the original Power anyway. Because I feel like he did some wrong stuff to himself. But another question is, will you see Amari Hardwick again on either series? The answer is absolutely not, unless something just happened where he got time to work on the show, because Amari Hardwick got a lot of stuff on his plate right now, and his character is currently dead on there, unless they rewrite it and resurrect Ghost some type of way and make it seem like he faked his death. But the fake your death theory is totally false. And the only way you're going to see any reminiscent of Ghost will be on this series here, will be Raising Kanan, but that won't be immediate. So I'm excited for it anyways, because of the history of Kanan and the history of all those guys, where you eventually see them all come back as younger people. And I'm excited to see how this new up and coming actor who's playing Kanan will do. I heard he sounds like him and looks like him a little bit. So it's going to be great to see that, man. And I'm super excited about Tommy's series coming up as well after that. I mean, they should be done filming and knock that right out in the beginning of 2021, where they can present it later on in the year after we get our fix for Kanan. And Tommy's series is going to be a bad motherfucking series, man. Like I said, man, book four, I think it's going to be tight, man. I think they're going to turn Tommy into some type of action hero. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. He's going to brighten up a little bit. A lot of people think he can't do nothing without Ghost. I think from the outset of the first season, you will realize that Tommy is a lot smarter than people gave him credit for. And he a bad motherfucker. Now, if you remember the scene when he fought the Italians by himself, I said, this dude look like an action hero fighting these dudes, man. Tommy ain't no joke, man. That's what he do. He a fighting machine, gunplay or with the fist. He got nice hands, and he can shoot them up. So you're going to see a lot of action. That's going to probably be the most action-filled series of the Power Universe. So, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to go ahead and predict it. I'm going to give it a 10 already without seeing nothing. I think that's going to be the most action-filled one. I think a lot of original Power fans will get their Tommy fix, and they're going to love everything. And a couple characters that we have not seen will also return on his series. So it's going to be like a revolving door. So you will get to see with the book five, with the Ren's take, you'll see him come in and out. And we already know we've seen him already on book two. You're going to see a lot of them in book two, and that's going to be like a parallel universe between five and two, because some of the shit he gonna do on book two goes is going to reflect and warm you up and get you ready for book five. I like the way they got it structured. I mean, they some geniuses on the show, man. Writers, shout out to Courtney Kemp and all the writers. RIP to Mr. Rodriguez, who recently passed away on the show. But I'm very excited about all five of these series, man.
And, you know, like I said, man, I'll be doing more stuff on it as I find out different stuff. And I'll be doing more podcasts, but it'll be on my Cypher Supreme TV podcast. And check them out, man. I'm going to do a lot of power stuff. But thanks for listening, man. This is my opinion on the power universe, and I'm excited about it. Peace and blessings.